Just feel that beat singing. This is the Big Drive Home Podcast with Chris and Scott. Here's some of our favourite moments of the week. Chris and Scott's top three.
Right, top three is on. It's a news story that didn't make the news today. Has it made the news?
It has done, but not because of England playing. It's sort of slipped under the radar.
Okay, so it's a news story we thought we'd bring to your attention.
It's a good one.
Because we can have a bit of fun with it. And also, you can find a song that fits this news story perfectly. What we got, Rebecca?
A drunk British tourist was found naked on a beach in Thailand after an all-night birthday bender, telling the police officers they had absolutely no recollection of the previous 2 days.
Wow.
Now, the man, who was from Surrey, had apparently been staying up drinking beer at a party, and he welcomed in his 30th on October the 28th. He'd gone there for a wedding. He got so drunk, couldn't remember where he was or where he was going, and he was found wandering along the beach singing football songs.
Brilliant.
They watched in astonishment as he paddled through the sea and then swam away from the shore and turned up naked on the beach just down the road.
Wow. This sounds like a good night out.
It does, doesn't it?
And where is he in Thailand?
Yes.
So
yes.
Who found him? The police?
Yes, he was dragged out by the police after this 2 day bender.
Wow.
Yes.
What a lad.
And said he had absolutely no idea how he got there, no idea where he was. And couldn't remember anything.
His first reply was, lads. And then realised there was no one with him. They'd all gone.
He's had a good time, but a bad time.
Yeah. All right, hangover.
Yeah, like the hangover. Let's have some song suggestions for that story, please. Hello to Brian and Whittam, a first-time texter. Brian and Whittam, thank you for your suggestion. We're looking for top three songs, song suggestions for the story about the guy who basically went out. Was it a stag night or a birthday or just he was out?
I think it might have just been a random Tuesday.
Just a random Tuesday night in Thailand. 2 day drinking session and was basically rescued from the beach naked. He was obviously naked.
Of course he was naked.
Lads. So he's naked on the beach and the police found him and he has no recollection. In a hangover type way, he has no recollection of how he ended up naked on a beach in Thailand. But he's been saved by it. I don't know what he drank. He drank worse things than Mike Tyndall and Jill Scott drank on I'm a Celebrity, I'd imagine.
Probably.
Sounded like he'd been on a proper session. Any song suggestions, let us know.
Top three
story about the guy that was, I don't know if he was rescued, but the police found him wandering a beach in Thailand. Stalkers.
He didn't know he needed to be rescued, but I reckon he was rescued.
Yeah. He was naked, and I don't know if it was raining, but I thought Blue Pearl naked in the rain. I thought that would have worked if it was raining, but that wasn't a specific part of the story.
No.
So maybe just Louisa naked would have worked.
Would have worked.
That's not what you've gone for. You've gone for Brian and Whittam. Yours is the top choice. We have gone with yours as a number one. Blame It on the Alcohol. Jamie Foxx and T-Pain says Angie. Good suggestion. Barry the Malden Cabbie. What are you going with, Barry?
He's obviously having such a good time.
He is having a good time. So what song?
I think you should play Queen, Don't Stop Me Now.
It's a good shout. I like that. Queen, Don't Stop Me Now.
Nice one, Barry.
We'll play that as number three. Number two, loads of suggestions for this. Number two is the same one I've just played.
We could blame it on him, but good suggestion. I like it.
But Brian and Whittam coming in at number one. Yes, Brian. Sean Kingston, Party All Night. Let
the beat drop. The Big Drive Home with Chris and Scott. This is Radio Essex.
It's Chris and Scott, Big Drive Home. For a Wednesday. Do I sound different?
You do.
You sound a bit bunged up.
You sound a little bit bunged up. But, you know, you're such a trooper. You're here today.
I don't feel as bad. Yesterday I felt awful. But everyone's had this. Everybody's had it. Joe here had it. Rebecca had it last week. My boy was off school last week because he was...
I don't want
coffee.
It.
No, I don't think it's like...
Kissing today.
Okay.
No kissing today.
It was your birthday yesterday.
I know. You obviously didn't want to see me.
Yeah, difficult day to see you. Because it's all about you. Unlike all the other days. Where I get a look in. Yesterday.
You never get a look in.
I know. It's weird though, isn't it? Because when you're ill now, what does everyone say to you?
COVID.
Have you got COVID? I don't know, because I don't check. Why would I know? I wouldn't know that. I don't know. I don't even know where the tests are anymore.
No. It's...
I had a test at home, which I tried, and it said, no, you haven't got COVID. But then I was thinking, does that test know any new COVIDs? I mean, I don't even know. It was the original one up your nose and in your mouth. It was the horrible one. Yeah. I don't like that. So I thought, it says I haven't got it, so I'm presuming I haven't got it. Do you reckon it's back again?
No. Let's not put a dampener on it. Of course it's not back again.
No.
No, it used to be good, though, because you used to get 10 days off work, full stop.
I know. No questions asked. Yeah. Oh, I've got the COVID. See you in 10 days.
Day off yesterday. Already got the guilt this morning, and I was like, oh, I've only been a day with COVID. It was like, I would come back in. It's your policy, so...
Not allowed. Not allowed, but so I'm allowed annoying. In my hot tub.
Anyway... We're back. It's good. Let's go out
together. The Big Drive Home with Chris and Scott. Let's go out together. This is Radio Essex.
Cornwall is furious. Anyone know why? There's only you in here. Tom's gone.
Cornwall.
They're famous for
scones
and basically pasty. Yeah,
pasties. Yeah, Cornish pasties.
So why would they be furious? What would be opening up in Cornwall that isn't there at the moment that would make them furious because they are a pasty town themselves?
Greggs
is opening up in Cornwall. It's caused quite a stir in West Country. They've announced plans to introduce a store in Cornwall's only city. It's safe to say locals feel passionately about protecting their national dish, which is why...
We don't want that down here.
That's it, kind of, yeah.
That's how they talk.
From their tractors.
Yeah.
Which is why they're not too pleased about Greggs trying to infiltrate the market. Last week, the UK bakery chain confirmed that Cornwall is going to be their next branch in Truro.
I'm surprised. I know Truro.
I like Truro as well.
I'm surprised that there isn't. I mean...
I was shocked.
Yeah. I mean, like, I thought Greggs had slowly taken over the world. I thought they're everywhere.
I thought they were everywhere. Well, they are everywhere, but not in Cornwall because of their whole pasty thing. So they're going to be where the former co-op was. We don't know where that was, but where the co-op was.
Oh, the co-op?
Yeah, it's going to be... You know where the co-op... You know the co-op's gone on High Street?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're getting a Greggs. They're getting a Greggs.
Mental.
So Greggs is going to be situated just a few steps away from the traditional Cornish pasty makers, Rose and Warren's. They're literally a couple of doors down.
But you know what, right? I think that's like saying, oh, no, McDonald's and then Burger King. It's a rivalry. If Cornish pasties... are really good, people will eat the Cornish pasties.
Yeah, of course.
If they're not as good as they say they are, I'm sure they are. I wouldn't say they're not.
I've had a Cornish pasty from Cornwall. Tastes lovely. Beautiful.
They won't go to Greggs.
No.
When I go to a petrol station...
Exactly that.
They've got both of them.
If you go
to Greggs.
If you go to Truro on a holiday with your family, right?
Yeah.
And you're going, ooh, Kerry, we should go and taste a traditional Cornish pasty. Let's go into this shop, Greggs, and you buy a steak bake... Which are nice.
Chicken bake. Better.
Yeah, the beans one as well. The all-day breakfast type thing in a pasty.
Cheese, beans. Mm. Oh, it's good.
Anyway, but if you did that, you wouldn't be... That would be silly on you, wouldn't it? Because you'd be like, this isn't where I'm going to get a Cornish pasty from. You'd go to the Cornish pasty shop a couple of doors down. If you just had a couple of quid and you fancy a quick steak, bake and a cup of tea, you'd probably go to Greggs.
Yeah, but if you want a proper cup of coffee, you'd go to... One of the big chains.
Exactly that. I think we've covered that off now.
I think so.
Enjoy it.
We don't want that down here.
Just enjoy it, Cornwall. Right here, right now,
right here, right now. Where hit music lives. 5 to the 4 to the 3 to the 1. The Big Drive Home with Chris and Scott. This is Radio Essex.
Something we wanted to talk about today. Tom brought this up, although he's just left the room. But Tom was saying... about getting a backhanded compliment.
Oh, yeah.
And when you get a backhanded compliment, you know first of all, you go, oh, that's nice. And then you go, oh, hang on a minute.
Yeah,
That's not as nice.
Yeah.
Do you get backhanded compliments?
I've had them before, yeah.
Definitely. If somebody said to you, so you're at a karaoke or something, or wherever they hear you singing, a gig, not a gig, because this wouldn't work, but if it was at karaoke with me when we went the other week, and I said to you, mate, you've got such an amazing voice. I don't like your song. I don't like Five, but your voice is incredible. That is a backhanded compliment.
Well, I mean, but I've genuinely had that comment.
Not from me.
No, I've had that comment when I've taken my friends to, like, a couple of my friends will go, I've never seen Five before. I'd love to come and see a show. I get them tickets to the show. And then afterwards they go, oh my God, I didn't actually think you could sing. You were well good. And I think, I'm more offended at that you think I'm good, because how did you not know? You've known me for years.
Unlike when you took me to a gig, because I'd never seen a five gig, and we went to the O2 for the big reunion, and I cried.
Yeah.
So that's the response you wanted.
Yeah, it was a bit much.
It was that bad.
It was a bit much for you on stage. Bad. I was like, Chris, don't cry on stage. It's weird, mate.
Well, I was trying to grab onto your ankles and hold on. That's what I was trying to do. Did you not like that a bit?
No, I didn't like that. You're still doing that now, to be fair.
What about you, Tom? Here you are. You're back in the room. Back at the compliment.
So I was telling somebody about my job the other day.
What you do here?
Yeah. And they were said, well, you don't talk on the radio, though. And then I was like, oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah, produce.
You do a little bit when we bully you and stuff.
Well, when you make me.
You're talking now, but then I suppose behind the scenes, you put the show together. So if you say, yeah, I produced the Big Drive Home. If somebody was a Big Drive Home fan, you listening, obviously, because that's why you're listening. If you met Tom and you were like, oh, what do you do for a living? You're like, I produce the Big Drive Home. You'd be like, what? Because you like the show, but then...
That content is so amazing.
but there would be a part of it where you'd go, oh, yeah, I don't hear you a lot on the show.
Well, to be fair, actually, when you analyse it, you do the good bit that does sound slick. It's me and Chris that bring it down to the level it is now.
That's how I look at it, is you start off at 3 o'clock with two balls juggling like that, and by six, there's like 18 of them, and there's plates spinning all over the place, so you're just holding the whole thing together.
Oh, yeah.
That's just a compliment. That's not even a backhanded compliment.
Wow, cheers.
There you go.
I could give you a backhanded compliment now.
Go on.
I really like your jumper, Tom. It'd look better on me.
We're talking about backhanded compliments. A couple of people on the text. You guys are great. You're not quite Ross and John standard, but really good. That's perfect. I think that was an example of a backhanded compliment. I don't believe there's any truth in it.
Yeah, like, you've got a face for radio.
That's a backhanded compliment. Exactly that.
Yeah.
I love your show. You've got a face for radio as well, haven't you? Do your radio voice. That's a backhanded compliment. Thank you very much for those. If you feel the need to send us a backhanded compliment, you know where we are. 814. We can take it.
Yeah. Give us your best backhanded compliment.
I like that. 81400, put the word Essex at the front of your message. Grab us on the app as well. And we'll read some of those out in just a second. Unless they're horrifically bad, then we won't.
Yeah, it's like this one. It's like Elton John's really good, but Britney Spears on this song's not great. That sort of thing.
That kind of thing, yeah. It's not really a backhanded compliment, it's just a diss of Britney Spears, I think.
Oh, well.
What you gonna do when you don't stop when you play hit music?
The Big Drive Home with Chris and Scott on Radio Essex.
Do I sound bunged up?
You sound... Can I have a microphone?
Yeah, go on, help yourself.
It's all about you. You sound better today in your microphone, but also look a little bit better today.
I feel better.
And you're a little less whingy.
Yeah, no, I feel a little bit better, thank you.
Do you know how whingy you were yesterday?
Yeah, everything hurt yesterday. Every time I had to move, I was like, my arm hurts.
But why did you need to, like, tell us, Tom and Essex? Like,
I'm a boy. I think it's in my DNA.
Honestly.
I have a chat with Karen. Everybody needs to know that I'm not feeling very well. I just have a platform with 106,000 ears. No. What's 206,000? 212,000 ears.
Oh my God, why did you need to know? Even I knew that.
212,000 ears.
That's amazing.
I know, it's a lot of ears, isn't it?
Yeah, and everyone was feeling my pain.
Everyone was feeling sorry for me.
They weren't.
Bless you having to go to work to talk and play records and hang out with your mate all afternoon. Oh, diddums. That's what they were saying.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, did you have to start at 3 in the afternoon?
Oh,
what time
do
you work till 3 in the morning? You work at 6 in the evening? 3 hours?
No, listen, I try and make out that...
It's a harder job than that. Yeah, it was all the prep and stuff. even this bit's prepped, word for word.
Prep!
This is where you say something funny now.
Oh, diddums.
Psychic alpacas are about now. There's always an animal that predicts World Cup results, isn't there? Always.
Always.
An octopus. What was the other one we had? Octopus.
There was one for the Russia World Cup, and I can't remember what it was.
Yeah, there was loads. Since 2010 World Cup in South Africa, we had Paul the Octopus. He predicted 8 games in a row, which is pretty impressive.
That is good.
It's become a tradition now. Each World Cup, there has to be a psychic animal. Alfie the alpaca made his predictions by choosing to eat from different troughs, which secretly bore the flags of teams in England's World Cup group.
Okay.
So, I mean, it sounds legit. Described by one of the smarter and more responsive alpacas by the farm, have said, you know, of all the alpacas we got, this dude, he's the most intelligent we've got.
How do they know?
He's the smartest alpaca in the packer pack. That's what they said.
That's what they call him.
So he's been figuring out how he's going to go in Group B. Supposedly, psychic alpaca believes England will get out of the group. He's predicted this after.
I could predict that.
He's predicted this after we won 6-2 against Iran. So he's predicting we're going to get out the group. However, Alfie has already had one wrong prediction, as he predicted. Oh no, he predicted Iran would beat us. I've not got a lot of confidence in the alpaca.
Nor have I. I mean, what happened to Mystic Meg?
There's an otter as well who accurately predicted the Japan-Germany game. The otter is called Tayo and is from Japan, so he's a little bit biased.
Obviously.
Yeah, but we'll see what happens. We'll keep an eye on the alpaca for you and keep you up to date on that.
The Big Drive Home with Chris and Scott.
Minute by minute, go hour by hour.
Yo, DJ, drop that.
Radio Essex.
Thank you so much for having us on. We do appreciate it.
We certainly do.
Isn't it so genuine?
I do.
You appreciate it? Thank God they're tuned. Thank God that person tuned in.
It would
again today.
Be really boring if no one, like, just tumbleweed for the whole show. No one said anything. It'd be horrible. Yeah, a bit like that. It'd be horrible.
Or
congratulations, you played yourself.
So, it's been another sighting of what some people are claiming to be a big cat.
Right.
We've had this before on the show, haven't we? Big cats being, I don't know, I'm presuming it's just a big cat.
Isn't a big cat a lion?
Well, the footage was shared originally on Reddit, so definitely true. It was filmed in a park in a Welsh town, Caerphilly. Many people have given their 2 pence on it, and some people stating that it's a puma. Obviously, the experts, they're going,
what's it look?
Yeah, puma.
Looks like puma to me.
It's a puma. It's a puma. Like on Celeb, when they saw the... What was it they saw yesterday? They kept going, oh, yeah, it's definitely one of them, about this big.
Like they're experts.
Yeah, like suddenly, because they've been in the jungle for 2 weeks, they know all of the different things in the jungle. Many people have said, yeah, it's definitely a puma. And pumas have been in the UK for ages. Another person is a wildlife expert. I'm going along with this guy.
Yeah.
He stated that the big cats would be able to live and breed in the UK even if we haven't actually encountered one. Due to their shy nature, they're likely to remain concealed from sight. So he's saying, yes, it's possible that they're around, but you wouldn't see them because they're quite shy.
So they're not like arrogant like foxes.
They're not just roaming around Caerphilly with a, you know, a can of Stella and just strolling through the high street.
A can of Stella?
What, a can of whatever they drink. I don't know what they drink. Probably not Stella.
I don't think it's
they're quite hard though, aren't they?
Oh, with like geezers,
bowling through Caerphilly with a can of Stella.
With their top off.
Yeah, with their top off. England tattoo.
Yeah.
You know the one.
And a bulldog.
And Puma, obviously Puma football boots. Puma tracksuit, yeah. Obviously. Yeah. Can of Stella,
Kappa tracksuit.
Little stick with a bag on their back, like Dick Whittington.
Yeah.
Just bowling through a can of Stella. Oh, I guess, yeah. I'm a bit shy, I don't want to chat. That's what's happening.
What's going on?
In a Welsh accent.
Don't do a Welsh accent.
No, I'm not going to. I don't believe it. I'm going to just throw... I don't think it's true.
No, not, I don't believe it now.
I don't think there's pumas roaming around in Wales with, you know, backpacks or anything.
There's not.
I'm glad I found you, you're the one. The Big Drive Home with Chris and Scott.
There's no place I'd rather be.
On Radio Essex.
Glass Animals, Heat Waves. Originally a famous song because of FIFA, the computer game.
Yes.
And now on FIFA, because they're celebrating so many years of FIFA, you've got all the songs that have ever been on FIFA. I was playing it the other day and like Blur's Song 2 come on. I was like, wow.
I remember that being on FIFA.
I remember it being on FIFA. And then, yeah, there's loads on there. If you're playing FIFA at the moment, if you're thinking there's kind of a strange familiarity of playing FIFA at the moment, that's why.
That'll
it's because
it.
All the tunes on there are like from way back when. Absolutely brilliant. Loving that. Right, coming up, it's the title fight. So you can get your song suggestions in. It's a done deal. Scott's already won the title fight this week. So
I have.
I'm just going to have a bit of fun with it. I'm going to pick... Are you?
Yeah.
Do you know what you're going to pick?
Oh, it's got to come up on the text. But I'm thinking...
I think I know what you're going to pick.
I'm thinking, you know, like something...
Something that you love.
Something like maybe from like my favourite artist.
Something like that. Okay, well, if somebody wants to suggest that, they can do. So let us know what songs you think we should go with. Title fight coming up. The requirement for the title fight, the song has to have a location in the title. 81400. Put the word Essex at the front of your message. You can grab us on the app as well. If you haven't got the app, you can download that wherever you get your apps from. If you're missing the football, maybe you're wondering how Ronaldo is getting on. I mean, he's under a lot of pressure at the moment, isn't he? No club,
he is.
Man United, that whole interview, the backlash from that. Well, didn't look under pressure when he just stepped up to knock that penalty in. It's 1-0 to Portugal in the 71st minute. Ronaldo, the scorer at VAR, a penalty. We'll keep an eye on that match for you as well. We mentioned Portugal winning 1-0. It's currently 2-1 to Portugal in that game. Two goals and since we last spoke.
Since we played Harry Styles.
So we're not watching it, obviously. We're working.
We've got the prep
the
sheet and
Radio Essex.
It's not on.
What are we doing now?
I don't know. The
title
football
fight. Title fight's on.
Yeah.
We're only joking. We're definitely part of this. Title fight is on. Thank you, honey, for going for Barcelona or Budapest. From George Ezra.
George!
Sash Ecuador says Alistair. No sleep till Brooklyn. The Beastie Boys says Aretha. Yeah, there's loads and loads on there today. Let's go for our choices of tunage because I think you're going to like Scott's. Scott has chosen his all-time favourite song in the world.
I'm so happy right now.
In Scott's Corner.
It's Jules Ezra. I just love the guy. My miles and more to be my interest. I love it. I love it.
How's it go?
Going wham, yeah, no. Wubby do booty, it's so good. It's not contrived, his voice at all. I like it. It's so natural. I like it. I love it. I really like it.
Go to the ooze again. I like the ooze.
Oh, yeah. Be the two of you. And then he goes,
I want to hear that version.
Yeah,
or
in Chris's Corner.
Beastie Boys, No Sleep Till Brooklyn is the alternative to George Ezra. Here's a sentence I thought I would never have to say on the radio. It's currently 3-2 in the craziest match we've ever not watched.
We're not watching it.
Because we're at work, obviously. There's a crazy match on. It's 3-2.
We've heard might be 9 minutes extra time.
Currently in the 9 minutes of injury time, like you get in normal matches, 9 minutes is quite normal.
Obviously.
9 minutes of injury time. It's currently Portugal 3, Ghana 2. And I reckon that's going to end a draw. Just saying.
Is there a penalty?
No, I don't. You wouldn't know, would you? Because you're not watching it. How would you know? You're guessing.
No, I was guessing.
Guessing, yeah.
Guessing,
what, a penalty?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Who's what? Oh, no. George Ezra's beating the Beastie Boys.
Yeah, I know.
They're only voting for it because they know how much you hate it.
Hate it?
They want your version.
They've got this all twisted. Oh, I love Jules Ezra.
How long have we got? 1 minute. Right.
You can do a little bit of your version.
Oh, wow.
I'll just get the guitar set up here. It's basically G's.
My mood be my dream dream. Golden ram, you know. Sure do do boo that you do boo. I mean, I think my version's better.
I like your version a lot. Do I get PRS for that?
At some point.
I didn't write the song.
Is there a chorus?
What?
That song. Is there an actual chorus?
My many artifacts. Give me one good reason why I should change, make change, baby. That's different notes. I'm presuming that's a chorus. And then it goes back to the original notes. The winner on the title fight tonight, ladies and gentlemen, believe it or not, it is George Ezra and Budapest. That's how it's supposed to sound at the top. I did it differently.
Yeah, you picked it differently.
I put my own spin on it.
The Big Drive Home with Chris and Scott. This is Radio Essex.
Hello to Alison in Malden. Can you say hi to my daughter Amy, who is a first-time listener? A first-time listener, you say?
Chris and Scott's first-time texter. For the first
time. Don't forget Jude, my son, as well. Both watching me peel potatoes. What an interesting life.
Oh, it's amazing, isn't it?
Just watching you peeling the potatoes. Rob in Southend says, afternoon, geezers. I know you don't do birthday shout-outs.
Well, what's the why?
Why are you asking us to do a birthday shout?
It's awkward.
And you've put, we don't do birthday shouts.
And then you've texted.
And then you've it's like, that's not on. I mean, yes, we'd love to wish your gorgeous wife, Paula, Joe's mum, a happy birthday.
We'd love to say, like,
but
we can't
do that. We haven't got any special music or anything to hit you with as well. I mean, it's...
What is that? What's that?
It's just the birthday banjo.
It's got awkward now, isn't it? Because now it's like we're making a big thing about not saying happy birthday.
Rob knows we can't mention Paula and the fact it's her birthday. It's just not possible because we don't do birthday shouts on this show.
No, not
we can't say happy birthday, Paula. Woo, we can't do that.
Can't do it.
So please don't ask us. I'd love to say I hope she has an amazing day.
I don't.
And gets all the presents that you're going to buy her.
Don't care.
And you're going to spoil her rotten, Rob. I can't say any of that. We're not interested.
The Big Drive Home with Chris and Scott. Radio Essex.
Clever choice. A song on the title fight. Oh, not a title fight. The other one. Top three.
Top three.
I'm ill, aren't I?
You're not. So I'm ill. You can say the wrong things.
Yeah. Country house. 4:15, Wednesday afternoon. So imagine this, right? You're going through airport security. I don't know about you. I seem to always have more metal on me than I would normally have at any given time when I go for airport security.
Yeah.
I'm full of metal.
Yeah.
I'm emptying my pockets. I'm like, oh, more metal. Oh, yeah, I've got metal here. Metal. I'm throwing in all the metal.
Yeah.
Into the little plastic bags that just wander off and you hope that you'll see them again at some point. So there's a family there. Security staff at JFK were shocked to discover a rather unusual item stowed away into someone's luggage. So you're thinking, what, drugs, guns? Nah. The discovery is made after the bag passed through the airport X-ray machine and the outline of a cat could be clearly seen.
No.
So after spotting a cat shaped in the bag, the member of staff whisked the case to one side for further investigation, open it up. Yes, the cat was there, alive, safe and well, happy.
Warm.
Yeah.
Cozy.
Looking forward to his trip.
Yeah.
Where are we going? This is amazing.
Are you going to now tell me that he has holded his passport?
No, he didn't. No. It was an orange cat and somehow managed to stash itself away. The family have said, obviously, we're not trying to take our cat on holiday. They were packing in the lounge. You got your packing, you got your bags out. Yeah.
We've all done it.
And you're like, right, everyone pack. Yeah. Zip. Cat's in one of them.
That is absolutely brilliant.
So, I mean, what are you doing there? Because you're going to miss your flight. So I suppose you could say, well, can you just put it in a cage here and I'll get a neighbour to come and get it or something? I suppose that's what you'd have to do that.
Yeah. That's so funny because you'd be literally going, no, seriously, we didn't pack our cat.
I'm not trying to sell my cat to somewhere. It obviously got into the bag.
Yeah, and then you realise that while you're doing it, the cat's got Speedos on and sunglasses. And then
I once got pulled over at airport security quite abruptly, and this has happened on a couple of occasions. I mentioned one of them, but this is, do you remember that putty that you used to get with the little silver square cube that used to go inside this gooey putty thing?
Yes, I do remember that.
And I can't remember what, was it magnetic? The cube was magnetic.
Yeah.
And then you had this putty. And
that was amazing.
It was incredible. It got banned in the end. And the reason why it got banned, I found out at the airport, is when Sam had packed it in his bag to go through airport security, it's the same constitution of what they used to make bombs. Yeah. So
you got in a bit of trouble.
The dog got it. The dog sniffed that out straight away, as did the X-ray machine, as did the people that escorted me off somewhere.
With rubber gloves.
But luckily, they were like, we've probably done 10 of these today, because it was such, for a weird time, it was when I started here, it must have been 2018, it was every kid had this thing.
Every kid, I had it.
Yeah, I did. Yeah. It was good for stress relief.
Yeah, it was. Yeah.
Not in airports, it's not good for stress. It creates stress in airports.
I can imagine it does.
Wow, I'd never felt like a criminal before like I did that day. I mean, I wasn't talking about, I'd tried to take a little bit of water in with me. Basically, the stuff that make bombs was in his bag.
That's really
And obviously, when it was his bag, it's not my bag.
He looks really innocent, yeah, Sam, as well.
Who's he? I don't even know who this kid is.
Yeah, this guy, I don't know. What's your name, kid?
I reckon he's got a cat in there as well. Darren in Braintree, he said, oh, Chris was talking about a story where he took that putty through the airport. And said it showed up as some bad substance. It shows up as Semtex. I used to work at Stansted. I was told this. Oh, that'll be it then. That'll be why I got taken to... Semtex through the airport.
Yeah, they don't like
it. Didn't like it. Very, very full on with me.
The other day...
Can I just clarify in case you just tuned in? I wasn't obviously doing that. I had the putty thing that kids had.
Has that been banned now? Because I loved that
stuff. Yeah, it had something else in it as well that was really bad for you. I can't remember, like poison. But it was a big kids' toy at the time, and apparently kids' toys, poison, not great.
Not, they don't like it.
And Semtex and all that. So probably for the best, it's been banned now. Also, contraception shows up as red as well. Apparently, if you've got condoms in your luggage, they will show up red. That's embarrassing.
That's not good.
Just in case, laugh out loud. When I used to work at Stansted, I was told this, says Darren in Braintree. There you go.
When I was in Australia just last, you know, couple of weeks ago, I was at I think it was Sydney Airport, and I went through the thing with my bag, and the guy said, I'm going to have to open your bag. And he went, look at the screen. He went, look at the screen, like, you know, like the X-ray thing. He went, what does that look like to you?
And please tell me you said a Brit Award.
No. I went, I'm not allowed to say the word in the airport, though, am I? I said, you're trying to make me say a word. I said, I can see what it looks like. It looks like a bomb. Yeah. He went, doesn't it look like a bomb? And I went, it's not. I said, it's loads of, like, chargers and that. And he went, I'm going to have to empty your bag. And he emptied my bag. In the back of my bag, I've got so many jumbles of leads, like, like every
all
charger,
the leads you could possibly
every
want.
Charger I've ever owned, I think, was in there. And he went, this is a mess, mate. He went, look at it. He went, what? Why? How is it? And I went, I'm sorry. I said, it's just my bag. And he neatened it all up, and he made it.
Oh,
all
really?
Up. Yeah, I felt silly. And this was literally last week. He said, it looks like you're carrying a bomb through. And I went,
God, if you were with me as well, and I had the Semtex, we would never have got out of Australia.
No.
We'd be there forever.
We would.
I don't know if anyone's got any airport stories, because I think everyone has an airport security story in them.
Definitely.
The machine always goes off when I walk through it, every single time.
Do you know, it does mean, but do you know why?
Why?
I call it the tattoo check. I look a little bit, I don't know, dodgy or something.
I think that because of when I took the putty through, they've marked me somehow, because I get pulled every single time I go through security.
Don't you hear people going, Semtex guy?
Here he is. Here he is.
Semtex guy.
Yeah, that's the feeling I get. But if you've got any stories. Harry Styles and music for a sushi restaurant. It's Chris and Scott with music for your drive home.
Oh, good.
Katie's got in touch in Witham. This is about airport security. She says, on the subject of airport security, in 2010, I was travelling back from Orlando when I was escorted into a side room and searched. I had a purse in my hand luggage. The purse had, like, as a decoration, of four rings. Think about the Aldi or the Olympics.
Four
rings sort of entwined. They said it showed up on the scanner as a knuckle duster. I had two choices. First choice was they confiscate the whole purse, or I ripped the handle off, which is what I had to do. Very embarrassing when travelling alone. Sorry, once they'd seen the purse and realised it wasn't a knuckle duster, why would you have had to destroy the purse?
Yeah, that's a bit out of order.
Doesn't sound right.
No.
Dobbo, what you got for us?
It wasn't me. It was a friend of mine who's come back from Milan Airport after the stints at Arsenal versus Inter Milan. My mate thought it'd be really clever to dive through the X-ray machine and see what he had on his pocket.
Oh, my God. Oh, he actually went through the X-ray machine, not through the...
Bit the bags go on.
Yeah, he went through there.
Yeah, wow. The bags on. Yeah,
how did that go down?
He got thrown out by the Italian police.
Well, of course he did.
We still won 5-1 in San Siro, so it didn't really matter.
Hello, Hells Bells. Welcome back, guys. Glad you're feeling better, Chris. Thank you, Hells. I have something similar, as so much going around at the moment. Struggled into work yesterday, but no voice at all today. So listening all cosy, tucked up today. Yeah, I did yesterday at home because I couldn't really talk either, which is a bit of a hazard in the old radio world. The non-talking DJ.
Oh, I might have got a word in edgeways.
So she says your show's cheering me up. I laughed very much about the cheeky cat story in the airport, and your son's putty experience sounded really scary. I haven't got any funny stories, but I'm exactly the same as you and Scott in the metal detector. It always goes off for me too when going on holiday without fail, because I already know it's going to go. I know two things in the airport, right? One, my passport isn't going to work in the special machine that makes
it
quicker to go through passports. That doesn't work. Secondly, the metal detector will always go off when I walk through it. They're the two things that I know in airports will always happen.
Yeah.
Thank you, Hells Bells, for getting in touch.
I can't believe I'm going to admit this on the radio that I done this, because it's very juvenile and silly. But
Which is shocking everybody. Everyone's like,
really?
Scott!
So, me and the rest of five, as in the original lineup, all five of us, got on. So, you know when you are collecting your luggage on the conveyor thing?
Yes.
We got on that, all five of us, and travelled round, through the thing, you know, like through the...
The bit that you can't see under the rubber bits.
Through the airport, everywhere. We was on it, and because we were famous...
Yeah.
They didn't seem to... I think anyone else would have got told off.
I would have got arrested.
Yeah. We were singing 10 Green Bottles very, very, very loudly with harmonies and that.
Mm.
For the whole song.
Wow.
And eventually...
Did you start on 5 green bottles?
No, 10.
How'd that work?
10 green bottles.
No, I understand the song. How did it work if there's only 5 of you?
We didn't get off.
Oh, that would have been... You should have started on 5 green... If I was directing, if I was your tour manager on that, I would have said, right, guys, what we're going to do, jump on this thing, right?
And then get off,
5 green bottles, then Jay, you get off, 4 green bottles, and do it like that, so there's one person left.
No, we were just singing.
No.
We didn't, that would have been good. We'd done 10 green bottles. People were looking at us like we were mental, and now looking back to it...
It probably did. It did look mental.
But what's really weird is the blokes were just, carried on putting luggage on. Like it was normal.
They probably thought you were paid for, some kind of marketing thing. Oh, is it a 5 here to do this? The people would have presumed it was a paid for stunt.
It was in Sweden.
That's why you were doing it. Incredible. Nick says, afternoon, Chris and Scott. As a pilot, I travel around Europe quite a bit. Once I was flying out of an airport in Germany, had my beloved Swiss Army knife in my pocket. The scanner bleeped and shouted as expected, and I was patted down. Security gave a look and said, your crew, aren't you? And I said, yes. He replied, off you go then. Cheers.
No, that's cheeky.
He got away with his little Swiss Army knife. Who's the comedian that talks about the Swiss Army knife and says, he's talking about the different weapons that countries have. And he goes, Switzerland, they've got the army knife. We're talking about airports earlier because the airport security at JFK picked up a cat, a live cat, in somebody's luggage. Obviously, the cat had wandered into the luggage while it was still open in the person's house. They'd zipped it up and gone to the airport. The cat had gone on trying to get away on a free vacation.
Yeah.
So that happened. And it's ended up with us talking about our airport disasters and times where we've had proper airport moments.
Yeah.
I mentioned two things that are guaranteed to happen to me. The metal detector will always go off to say that I'm metal. And secondly, the passport will never work in this special machine when you're coming back. When they go in there, it's automatic. And you're like, it doesn't work. And they make you go in there anyway. But I've realized there's a third one as well that always happens to me. I will always be in the duty-free shop trying to work out whether stuff is cheaper here or in real life.
I do that all the time.
I try and memorize it. Go, how much was that deodorant when I was in Boots? I can't remember. I think it was 80 quid. And then, it's 82 here. It's duty free.
What deodorant?
Not deodorant. You know what I mean? Aftershave.
I was going to say.
But I don't know why I never remember. And I'm thinking, is it cheaper here or is it cheaper in the real world? Or is it smaller?
No, the answer to your question.
Cheaper in that.
It's cheaper.
Okay. Phil says, here's a good one for you. Took the kids to Euro Disney a few years ago in France. When you get on the Euro train at Ashford, the alarm went off. About 4 times, so I decided I've had enough, and I stripped right down to my boxers, standing there like a lemon, everybody looking at me. I went through the scanner, they checked my trousers, and it was my suitcase key in a little tiny pocket on my jeans. I've never lifted down, I felt so embarrassed.
Wow, that's...
He just stripped down to nothing.
I can almost see him go, I've had enough of this!
Thank you, Chris and Scott, love the show. Thank you very much, Phil, for that. We love that. Excellent.
It's time. The Big Drive Home Podcast.
We have to get out of here.
With Chris and Scott. Thanks for listening to Radio Essex.
Well, that's it. End communication.